Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Special Ed, the youngest in charge, and we got it made. Y'all mean? And right now, y'all tuning to Six Man Radio, your place for adult contemporary hip-hop.
Now they in the clinic, they almost arrested me because I did it. But I didn't mean to do it, but you had to mess with me, and then you blew it. Now you got to chew it, to swallow it all. I guess that's the way that you bounce the ball, or something like that. My mother always told me, your mother always told me, baby homie, don't get mad because you don't get cheese, and I get extra cheese like pizza. You can't keep your girl because you can't please her. But let's get back to the fact that you're proving. So let me prove it, come on, let's move it. With the rhyme like a person, rehearsing like a verse in a chapter of a play, but I rap to not make money, though you might find it funny, but hey, I do it cause I like it, plus it is constructive, and listening to the mind cause it's mentally productive, and I am one who seeks special education, cause I can't learn from the system of my nation, the shit that they my residents run by their president, cause my mother and brother and father are from the motherland of another land called Jamaica, some of them say God, some of them say Jah is the maker, but I say why say, and who is to say, cause you make yourself what you are today, and only to yourself do you have to prove it, so come on, let's move it.
To victory, me, I be marching each and every day, reaching out to pay my respects and checks to everybody that helped me on the way to where I've gotten. Thanks a lot, and everybody out there buying records by the carton. Thanks to the banks and thanks to the label. Thank you, everybody, with my record on your turntable. Thanks to the sellers and the distributors. Everybody, thank your mom because she delivered us. Thanks to your pops, she gave the drops of life. Thanks to the Lord, the sword, the double knife that I use to fight evil. Like I fight suckers. Damn, I like jam, so I want to thank Smuckers. Thanks to my DJ and thanks to my producer. To the girls, since you let me seduce you. Thanks to the posse around the way, and thanks to the fans that take the way. Just come and do the dance, throw your hands in the air and groove it. Come on, let's move it.
On the boulevard,
spitting it. I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is back, that's where you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a fight MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe.
Here, you rocking with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Let's get it.
Niggas, is you doing? You walking this way? I burn you like you smoking a chalice with Elvis Sensei. I be designed in fashion like Marvin Gannon. Yes, I keep it slamming. Shit just be banging just like a loose cannon.
Wow.
You better park, niggas. I spark, niggas like shark, niggas. I stay up ripping shit apart, niggas. Float over water like Noah's Ark, niggas. Cover your face and don't get caught up in the scene when it get dark, niggas. Excuse me, missus. Sure to hit you with the fitness. Give you niggas the sickest jumping Jehovah Witness. Beaming in on niggas, plotting and scheming and steady dreaming on how they gon' do they double teaming. Fuck the bullshit. My nigga, it be best you don't mind it before you get secret indicted. Make me slap a nigga lopsided. Hold up, son, listen, it be so beautiful when we catch you like a nigga sold us too much pharmaceutical.
Don't make any grip.
We must arouse me up in the place. Those who don't like it, go get the dick. I give you a taste. Hey, yo, you need to just focus on my earth trembling rhyme that got me filling in by the million. Fuck a double opinion. Dominating like King Dominion. Leaning on niggas like we on motorcycles. Papa Willian. Hey, yo, yo. Number one Roman numeral completing the execution of shit as usual. I ain't scared of ya. Taking all of your paraphernalia. That's my word on Mrs. Mahalia. I hope you know your best bet is to get the fuck out of my area before I rip you from out your interior. And I hope you know you got to keep a corny nigga smothered. Grab the scat up the cover. You never know when shit is safe. So keep your face covered. Well, I've been fortunate. A lot of niggas be looking for alternates. Still just losing life. It's so unfortunate. Trailblazing me since my mother started raising me. Hit you with some powerful shit that sometimes amazes me. I create junkies just like 12 monkeys. Spreading right throughout your block. Catching suspects who thinking they so lucky. Loud and clear for those who cannot properly hear. Frequency so loud. Shatter. Couple of beer in your chandelier. Now when I'm in the place, give me my space. Nothing left for me to do. My niggas blew up the place. What the fuck? I got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. I got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. My blitz on niggas got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Most of mine got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Hey, yo, yo. We got rhymes galore. Yo, we got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Rhymes galore. Rhymes galore.
Like a boxer, wife beater by Fila. Luper Rigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cup, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knockout blows. So stay chiseled.
Hey yo, Nas, I was telling them niggas on the Ave the same shit the other day.
Bye. Bye.
Kids gotta stay sharp.
No doubt.
Or stay chiseled.
Chiseled.
Yo, performing chest naked. I'm looking sharp for the peoples, not in my physical form. Strong thoughts, I'm cock diesel, brolic with knowledge, so flow with me. Intelligence benching, 4,000 and 450, light a dumbbell L. Inhale and hear the lunch bell ring, sweating, working up an appetite setting. Mental calisthenics got my mind stretching, then I release it. Have my whole frame bulging under diamond pieces. Take the weight of the world on my shoulders, I hold it. So I consume most of the pain for my niggas I roll with. Cause see the streets ain't no Gold's Gym, Poppy. And if I feel it going down, then my niggas will spot me. Without the mind, the body weight don't even mean nothing. Let's take three brothers and put them in the bing or something. Who's gonna survive, the wise man, the fool, or the warrior? Well, if all of their minds are chiseled, then all of them.
Alibaba the Butcher, the original Ghetto Bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch, and this is how we do it, New Jeru, Dirty Jersey style, Guard State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music, grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.
I would share the definition of balling with you white folks, but now, the games with the souls, not souls, so fuck.
Don't cry. try, even when they kill me. They can never take the game from a young G. I'm straight ballin'.
Day to Sadat X, Six Man Radio. You already know, man. Let's get it.
I hit a beat of swinging orders if my name was David Ruffin. Quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the food was never bluffing. I could hit it from the watch. So then I take a buffin and I'm act. I wait until the opportune time and then I attack. But shit, I'm act. Spending for sinning is a sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. Grand food coming through all the residue. The songs remain classic, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them hot. The phone's out of them jock, and I can think of many episodes I swung in Lincoln Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cabot, I got a bad habit. Similar to the girl, when she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I whip behind a zipper. I'm living kind of good, similar to Jack. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just pay like God and I'll
pay my life.
Stick out your thumb and hits, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I smoke the kids. So book is back off, break north, pick up the regulator. Bet you that's the time.
One for all, Red Nubian.
My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go for self and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I caught somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play pronto, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And just some new clothes and a fresh face from Rob. Jump on the phone and down the narrow room. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes an X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is zoomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunting a fall, ripped up a policeman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drink from Glacken. And when the crowd slackens, I start drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last. But now I'm on the top damn news travels fast because I'm like that. They can't see this. Read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So moms, reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
Everybody ready? All right, here we go.
Yeah, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that growing sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bassy, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, girl?
What up, Sleed? What's going on? Last Saturday of the year.
Yeah, man. I'm so glad 2012 is up out of here, man. Good grief. Get it up out of here, man.
Well, I must say, I don't know if you saw my tweets last night or this morning, whenever you were checking them.
Yeah.
But last night, I was in a place that seemed to had not even moved from the era.
Yeah.
It was the 90s salute. 90s salute to all
that's
of the hip hop that was going down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was actually, I was actually supposed to perform as a special guest. It was crazy, We got hit pretty bad weather, up here. I don't live in the city no more. So, it was kind of crazy. It was nuts, Shout out to everybody. I know everybody
saw
it, Dad.
Crazy.
I know it was crazy. Yeah.
It was crazy, Steve. It was Shabam, Sadiq, GMS was there, Complex, Pop Phoenix, Sarah Connor, Elsa Sensei,
Gene was there.
Gene was there. Spoke to Gene. And I don't know if you saw my joint where they were showing footage from Olus's lounge stuff.
Yeah.
And they showed this joint with you and Gene. Man, I teared up on it. I was like, oh my God.
Oh man.
This is my co-host. He's on the screen.
Heard up,
y'all.
Yo. Shout to her, man. Shout to Jean Grey. She got a label situation, I'm hearing. I got a press release.
Recently.
Yeah, so shout out to her, salute. And yeah, man, it's been a crazy week, period. It's been a crazy year. We had a great show last week. It was fucking bonkers off the chain, but this week we got Do It All from Laws of the Underground in the building.
That's right, man.
Yo, and the big thing about Do It All is that dude is so cool. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, one of the coolest, we talked to a lot of, we had a lot of guests on the show before, Do It All, just recently, the last wave we've had on, they've been some really, really good dudes, So,
yeah, man.
Shout it up,
Definitely.
Yeah, man. So, we're going to get into, he's going to be stopping through a little bit later. Well, in a minute, actually.
We're
going to get into a little bit of that good old low-tub, Balls of the Underground funk. What I'm saying? We're going to get
still
into that.
Representing Jersey.
That's right. We're going to get into that. And then, we're going to get into the interview with Do It All. You feel me? But Nate, what else has been up though? Like I know it's been a lot. It's been crazy. In these streets.
Well, it's been a lot of stuff, but I recently read that Sugar Hill is actually trying to sue Naughty by Nature for Uptown Anthem.
What you mean? Sugar Hill trying to sue them.
Sugar Hill Records, whoever owns them, I don't know who owns them, but they got a lawsuit filed over Naughty by Nature over the Uptown Anthem, Shrill Music Publishing, and they're saying that they used some in the anthem that they used a certain piece of a track from That's the Joint by Funky 4 Plus 1. And they're saying they used it in there 41 times. And now they're looking for their money.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Them niggas can't get a fucking red cent, man.
Yeah.
Fight
I
that,
was like,
y'all.
Are you serious?
I know they fighting it.
Yeah, they gotta fight that. Because that just means, come on now. That joint came out, in 91? You want to, all of a sudden, you're talking about, infringement, copyright infringement? Come on now.
Yeah.
What is that about? What is that about?
That's interesting, though. I do wonder who is running Sugar Hill Records over there. You know, are they hurting that bad that they, you know.
That they have somebody listening maybe to all kinds of hip-hop just to see? That's what I got from reading it. Like, well, why
Sugar Hill Records, man. Sugar Hill Records, what a place to be, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know who's running the publishing or who owns the publishing, but
yeah,
it's no good. I can't tell you, yo. I don't mean to keep talking about last night, but it was bonkers in there. See,
yeah, honestly, you know, I don't even really want to talk about it because I couldn't even be there. You know what I'm saying?
That's why.
I can't even talk, man.
Why isn't he talking about it?
Because
it
I couldn't be there.
No.
I was supposed to be there, and I could not be there.
I know, but you got caught by the storm. Trust me, they represented you. Your crew was up there, original. If y'all don't know what part Steve played, now you just need to step back and let me talk about you for a minute, because obviously you don't want to do it. If y'all don't know that Steve part of this crew, original Blunted Soldiers, the very beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to look back at and see the footage and to see you guys and the whole journey and that you guys are still here doing music, I mean, come on, man. You can't not talk about it because you weren't there.
Yeah.
You should have felt the vibe. I was just like, yo, is this time stand still or something? Because there were so many people. Al Fudge was there. Royal Flush was there. I mean, I didn't even know some of the people. I'm like, yo, it's deep in here. Spinner was there. DJ Spinner was just in Japan. So that lets you know, like, the love of the craft right there. Like, it's nothing has really changed. You know, if that was a paying gig, everybody would have got paid. It was packed in there. It was freezing. It was freezing last night, and you should have seen. It was packed in there, yo. It was really crazy, but, you know, I have to salute you, Seed, because, you know, you were part of a growing crew, and all y'all were really dope MCs. It was the very beginning. You, Gene Gray, Pumpkinhead, Meat Pie. I think Meat Pie had, like, a fur coat on last night.
I believe it.
It was hot. He had this fur coat on.
Shout out to the dead animal that my nigga P was rocking last night.
It was dope, though. And they got up there and they saluted you, of course. You know what I'm saying? Gene definitely asked about you. Like, where is he? You know, so, you know, come on. You can't, you know, step back from that. That's a historic journey. Like you said, you said it. You just don't like really saying it. I don't know. I don't know why you like that, but yeah, y'all don't know. Do your history check.
But see, y'all understand. Like, I'm super duper proud of that time. You understand? It's I'm proud of what I was able to contribute to it. It's so funny, Nate, because I was watching a thing on Netflix. It's Nelson George's joint. Shout to him. Shout to Nelson George. His joint, the Brooklyn Boheme movie, you know what I'm saying, which was talking about the era in Clinton Hill, Fort Greene, Brooklyn,
right,
from the 80s into the 90s, you know, and Kweli was in there talking, and Torre, and a couple of people, you know what I mean, that I remember from the hood. I remember seeing Rosie Perez and Spike Lee's sister and all that, and where they was talking about how you could walk on any corner, Moses rhyming on any corner. Like, that's what it was like back then. Like, it was just a wild feeling. And, you know, I'm proud to have been a part of that, you know, and to have made records during that time and to have been recognized for that. And I always like going back to that. But see, my thing is, I'm such a fan of this shit. You know, I'm so humble with it. You know what I mean? I try, you know, I walk around, I think I'm the best, of course, but it's more so about, you know, being a fan and you know, I'm just like that. You know what I mean? I'm like that. You feel me?
Well, what do you What do you think about, because, you know, it was dope to me and everything like that, but there was, like, a little bit of sentiment going on in there, like, yo, people need to move on, you know, like, you know, this is our past, yes, come on, you know, the people on the bill, there were so many people on the bill, I think they were still in there at 3 a.m. performing, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I left that too. So, like, because,
yeah,
you know, right. I ain't no way. This ain't the 90s anymore, and I'm not in my 20s. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I had to break out. But what do you think about that? I mean, do you ever feel that way? Like, come on, y'all need to move on. That was then, and this is now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, listen, me, as far as the MC, I'm hanging it up. I plan on hanging it up within the next year or so. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'll still rap and, you know, jump on shit here and there. But just in terms of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have not made, like, a certain hit, there's certain ones of us that are doing well right now that can stay in it and keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because they're positioned in certain areas, but some of us, you know, to continue to keep chasing it, nah, man. It just from my point of view, like it's like, yo, man, we, you know, we hitting 40, you know, let's jump behind the scenes, let's fuck with this shit behind the scenes, let's do it another way, you know. It don't mean that's it, you know.
Yeah,
It just means, you know, because it ain't cool to be no rapper no more. I'm gonna keep it real, y'all. It ain't cool to be a rapper. Back
it's
in the day,
it was,
but
market.
Now that shit is like, you know.
Yeah, man.
I rap. So what? So does my grandmother. You know
good.
What I'm saying? So what?
And my nephew.
Me? Yeah, what up? So, you know, on that note, you know, we're gonna get into just some laws of the underground, George. We'll get to some laws of the underground. Get it, you know, get it jumping in here for my nigga Duke. All right?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Six Man Radio, you already know. We'll be right back. Do it all. Laws of the
Listen,
underground.
Right now, this Elder Sensei, Jersey, Artifacts, listen, right now you're checking out my man Bad Seed and Nadine, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Man, you better sit back, let your shit relax. Six Man Radio, we out. Peace. Elder Sensei.
The year is 1971. Now comes the first of the children of Rotan, Guards of the Underground, witness the birth of the funky child. Do it all, hit him!
Born with the puppet from the womb of Brenda. She now likes to learn, but she used to take the spinner. Birth with the sound from the birth canal. And now I got the place to make the crowd go wow. So dig it. You watch me dig it. I'm taking no choice unless it's coming from a midget. I take the keys more than chicken pack grease. I'm moving, I can hoop, but I'm not out.
Born in the underground of Newark, now witness the birth of Mr. Funky.
Jackie joined the currency. Watch me flip the script. Let me show you what the folks do. Make you call me out.
Yeah, you messed up running back, K.
I think I'm about to get the show, so don't be trying to knock me. I say what I want to say, I don't get it, I'm funky. Some of these wanted to buy me, so they try to take stand. But they don't understand, I'm the Mr. Funky Man. I demand stand up down, lift them up and down, smack into a thumb around. Just remember who is the drum, keep the tip of the top, the key to the top, the best, the sun. I'm the Lord, keep rocking number one, Mr. Funky,
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, aka Larry J. Blige, aka Rocket Dennis, along with my lovely co host, Nadine Michelle. What up, man?
What up, Seed? How are ya?
I'm chilling. I'm good. We got a really, really special guest on the line. You know, one third. One of the best hip-hop groups of all time. You know what I'm saying? When we talking quality of music, we talking impact. We
Golden era.
The two turntables and the mic. Oh, my God, it was crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, Do It All from Laws of the Underground. What's good, brother?
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Do It All, man. I'm good, man. Good, I'm back. Yeah. You know, I was on the sideline checking out Tretch interview as a fan, man, but I had to come back and just holler at the people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate that too, brother. We appreciate that. Yo, man,
I appreciate y'all for doing what y'all do, man. I'm telling you, if y'all ain't in tune to Six Man Radio, man, y'all liable to be on the bench forever. I'm telling you. Y'all better get
I
it.
I love that.
But don't wait.
Word. That's love. I want to take it back to Laws of the Underground, man. You know, I remember checking y'all out and seeing, you know, nigga with the Pampa, with the, yo, like, the, it,
yes.
The, like it was crazy, you know what I mean? And I, my father used to listen to Parliament Funkadelic, so I was already kind of versed in what the, you know, George Clinton and, you know, the mothership, and he had the Pampa and all that, so I knew where y'all go. I said, oh, I told my pops. I said, Pops, you see this? He was like, yeah. And see, this is what y'all need, because at the time, you know, that the old heads, they was kind of shitting on hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
He was feeling that, though. He was like, yeah, and I see that's the type of hip hop. I was like, oh, get out of here. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? But how'd y'all meet? How'd y'all link up and get together as a group and find that synergy? Like, what was the beginning of Lord of the Underground?
They all started out with individual journeys, man, with Mr. Funky Man, with Asari Wardrick, who became Mr. Funky Man, and Bruce Colston, who became DJ Lord Jazz. We met at Shaw University in North Carolina. We went to a HBCU, Shaw U. Shout out to Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina. But at that time, man, you know, I was on a baseball scholarship, and I had just messed up my baseball scholarship, getting into some trouble in Newark, and a councilman. And, you know, I was almost didn't go to school after I lost my baseball scholarships. And my councilman, a councilman by the name of Ralph Grant, Shaw U was his alma mater, and he said, Joe, I can still get you in school. If I can get you in school, would you still go? Long story short, I went, and I met DJ Lord Jazz, who was from Cleveland, Ohio. DJ Lord Jazz was calling himself DJ Anthony A. Anthony Jazzy A. So I used to ask him, you know, can I get the mic at the party? You know, I was a freshman coming in, not even acting like I was a freshman. You know what I mean? So I used to ask him, can I get the mic? And he'd be like, yo, just chill for a minute, chill. And I was like, yo, I guarantee you give me the mic, I won't mess your party up.
Yeah.
You know, for one day, you know, he gave me the mic, and then next thing you know, he was looking for me at the party to set it. And, you know, he put me on, man. And then Derek Jackson, who went to our school, who was graduating at the time, he found Lords of the Underground. He also found The Root. He was Marley Marl's cousin, and he was getting with Marley Marl. And
right.
Once he got the job with Marley Marl, Lord Jazz was one of his best friends. He told Lord Jazz, if Lord Jazz makes a group up, then he can get Marley to at least listen to it. So
right.
Lord Jazz first came to me, but so he wanted to get another person. And we started hearing about, the crazy thing is, I knew who Funk was because we were from the same city, but I used to rap with him more than, you know, being with him. And he started rhyming, and Jazz had a radio show at the school, and he said, yo, come up, man, why don't y'all do a rhyme together? Because when we rap, people used to call and say, yo, what are the guys that y'all had from last week? Get them back on. So
he shot us to
Derek. And shout out to Derek Jackson, man. He's like one of the Source Power 30 players, man. I think he's number 27 or 28, something like that.
That's dope.
So, he's also Scott Storch's manager. So he went on to do big things as well on the executive side, man. And that's how Lords of the Underground got formed. Marley Marl came down to the school one time and see us perform after we sent him. We did a demo, and we rhymed over Black Sheep joint. What's the flavor joint? The Take It Up.
Flavor
the
Month? Choice is Yours.
Choice is Yours. Yeah. We rhymed over Choice is Yours. We did Cycle. Cycle was the first record me and Funky, you know, Lord Jazz did as a group together, and we did it over the Choice is Yours. And Marley heard that, and he was like, yo, whoever these dudes is, I got to sign them. We went to, you know, Marley came down to the school on a Juice Crew tour and heard us. He said he wanted to see us perform in a show, and the rest was history, man. And, You know, I had a broken hand. I had a fight before he came down, so I had a cast on my hand. I had to hold the mic all funny. And he just loved the character, man. And I think that's what separates Jersey artists, man. At that time, you know, I think I said that in the Tretch interview, man. You know, Tretch had the chain on and the machete, and we just had character. Red Man had the tissue on his nose. And, you know, people out there don't even realize, at that time when I was at Shaw, before I got with Lords of the Underground, me and Red Man was a group. You know, Red Man was a DJ.
Wow. Yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah, Red Man was
a DJ. He was your DJ?
Wow. Yeah, shout out to Smoke Doc, Mr. Green. You know, he was my DJ, man, and we had dancers and everything. It was Do It All Do. The Wonder Twins and Cut Killer was Red Man name.
Yo, that's
crazy. We've been trying to get Red on the show forever. Shout out to Red. We coming, bro. We coming.
I get Red on y'all show next week, man. Say no more. You know, Red.
Yo.
Me, Red Man, and Tretch, we rock together damn near every day.
All right. Yeah, man. Let me know. We set up a pre-record. We'll get them popping, man. Work it up. So,
yeah, shout out to Punk Doc, man. MMF in Germany. I think they come back today, I think.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So, man, that's how I started, man. Early on with Lords of the Underground, man. Shaw University. Met Derek Jackson, who was Marley Marl's cousin. Introduced us to Marley, man. And the rest is history, man. Lords of the Underground started in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did... I heard about Shaw University because this is the time where I was also like going to school and things. I heard Shaw was crazy down there.
Let me tell you something. Now I'm from Newark. I got in some trouble, lost my scholarship. No school wanted to mess with me, and it was the type of school that if you had a problem, they sent you there if you wanted to try to sit for the college.
Definitely.
Until Willie Gary and Bill Cosby and all of them came in and it kind of gave it a little
kind of
clean,
fixed it up. That's what I heard too. My man DJ Strike went to Shaw University and knew of you guys down there, and he was like, "Yo, if you had any problems with the law and you couldn't get into school, Shaw was ready to receive." So it was almost like you were back, kind of in the hood, but you're in this, you know, university setting. And he says you guys had shot a video over at Morris Brown College the day that he met you guys and stuff. So where does the name Lord of the Underground come from?
Another hip-hop history. Lord of the Underground name came from Tragedy Gaddafi.
Shout out
to my man is in Hulum.
Crazy,
he said it in the freestyle. When we got with Marley, you know, we went to one of the shows. I think it was, I don't know what the spot was called. I think it was called the Ritz or something in D.C. back in the day. And it was a Juice Crew tour, and Tragedy was saying a rhyme. And he said he was the Lord of the Underground. And we looked at Marley. Marley looked at us, and he was like, "Yo, that's y'all name."
Low talk.
That simple and that easy.
That easy, man. So shout out to Tragedy Gaddafi, man, Tarzan Hulum, for that freestyle that named him.
It had to have been crazy coming up under the tutelage of Marley and K-Def. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because just production-wise, you know, we've had quite a few guests on the show. You know, we asked them all their favorite groups. And a few people are saying Marley, and I do think that is rightfully so. You know, Marley being one of the great ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that, man. And you gotta understand, man, when we came out, hip-hop was like our saving grace, man. If you wasn't playing, like Biggie said, man, if you didn't have a good jump shot, a sling, crack rock, our saving grace. I mean, it's a $1 billion business now. It wasn't a $1 billion business then. It was just fun and an opportunity. You know what I mean? When we got with Marley, we was listening to Marley on the radio. Marley was like Russell Simmons when we got with him, man. You know, he was everybody. When we first walked into into Marley's house, the first person I ever saw was LL Cool J. And what was coming through the speakers was Mama Said Knock You Out getting mixed. You know what I mean? So that was, I mean, we didn't even know what the record was. It wasn't even out. All we heard going through there was, you know what I mean? So that was my first. I looked at Funky, he looked at me, and we was like, we made it. You know, so when we got to the house, man, it was an honor to work with Marley Marl, man. And under his tutelage, it was just incredible. And K-Def came later. You know, K-Def was actually under Marley Marl's tutelage as well. You know, Marley bought a bunch of CDs in from producers. And I think he was given, our manager at the time, who was Derek Jackson, was given the K-Def CD. And Marley used to listen and say, yo, pick some beats from new producers. Don't just get stuck into my sound.
Right.
And that's what we did. We actually, K-Def played some beats for us. And he actually played Chief Rocker and Funky Child and tried to skip over those beats. He didn't think those were for us.
Nah,
they ain't for y'all. Nah.
Well, don't you hate that? Don't you hate that?
That's crazy. I'm amazed that, you know, that Derek Jackson was your manager. I mean, like, you're right about what Derek Jackson is doing now. I mean, he's responsible for, like, the whole multi-million-dollar deal for Nicki Minaj, the little skate park and all that mess.
Yeah, man. And we still do business with Derek. Like, you know, I own a skateboard company now, too, called L.I. Tech. And we do business with Derek. He looks out, and I do business with him on different ventures. And I also produce television and film, so I do a lot of different business ventures with Derek. So shout out to Derek. Shout out to the Glue Agency. You know,
yeah, Glue Agency, definitely.
I want to tell you too, dude. I had that Here Come the Laws album probably about. I had the tape probably about 4 or 5 times. Because either it popped or somebody got me for. I want to say shout out to my nigga Fred Blast. Because Fab, after all these years, I think you still got my tape, my nigga. I want my Here Come the Laws tape, my nigga. And there better not be no tissue in the top with the tape over it, neither. I want my shit. Word up.
You guys just like kind of fell apart, but like this group for a minute in the mid-90s and then got back together and did a Resurrection under Queen Latifah's imprint. How did, you know, what happened when you disbanded and how did you guys connect up again to get under Latifah's imprint?
You know what? I never even said this to people, but we never really disbanded. We never broke up or anything. What happened is, you know, when we got in, you're talking about 17 to 19-year-old boys, you know, teenagers getting into the game. And you're talking about going from not just weed money in your hand. You're talking about racks. You're talking about money that you can really spend and do whatever you want. And at 17 or 19, you know, when you're 18, you think you're grown. And when you put money in the person's hand that thinks they're grown and they don't even know what's going on, they really got a problem because it don't come with instructions. You know, so we wasn't on our business like we supposed to have been on our business. We were just enjoying what we were doing, and that was in this hip-hop, and having the opportunity to travel the world and meet people and do things for our families. But we didn't know that we would even deserve more than what we were getting. You know what I mean? So as time went by and the success came, that's when we start understanding the business, that's when the problems came in, and not so much with our group. It was, you know, we had the number one record for 7 weeks in Billboard back in the day and no records in the stores when we was on Elektra, because we were moving from Elektra to EMI. So I just don't understand. You know how many record sales we probably lost just not having any material in the stores because of the transition. But we were still getting so much show money. I mean, we would leave and not come back for like come, we'd be out for like 90 days to, you know, coming home for one day, then going right back out. It was like when Here Come the Lord album dropped, I didn't really come home till like a year and a half later.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just crazy, man. So we didn't really disband. We just had business internal problems with our record companies. Because we're dealing with two record companies. We're dealing with Elektra, and we're dealing with EMI. And then our main label was Pendulum. Ruben Rodriguez,
man,
was one of the greatest radio men in the business to this day still. Came out of Tommy Mottola camp. So it was just so much stuff, man. And it got frustrating to some young teenagers, to some young men, who was us. So we decided as a group, look, let's never break up, because we promised ourselves we would never break up like Run DMC, because that's what we modeled Lords of the Underground after. Excuse me. And so we said, look, let's just do stuff individual right now so we can build the buzz individually and then come back and form Voltron. And then at that time, Funkman, my rap partner, didn't want to deal. He hated the business. He hated the business aspect of it, you know. And he didn't want to deal with no music. But then he started, you know, he knew that he was in love with hip-hop. And he said, yo, that's the business. Let's make sure the business is right. But let's get back to being creative and having fun with it again like we used to. And then that's when we started getting back into the mold of things with Resurrection, with Queen Latifah, you know, what was that label they called it? Jersey something. I forgot what they called it. But
what do you mean, the Jersey Kids imprint?
Yeah, the Jersey Kids imprint. But people don't realize we were signed to Island Def Jam at that time.
Wow.
And we were about to, that was our new deal from EMI. And then Universal bought all of that. So they said, do you want to stay on the roster with 900 other artists, or do you want to be released? And we were going through so much, man. We was like, release us, man. We're going to mess with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's what we did, man. So it didn't really, we didn't really disband. We were just so confused, frustrated, and didn't understand the position that we put ourselves in by not really handling our business totally. And then I said to myself, man, look, we've built these fans up over the years, and people really rock with us. So let's cater to our fans. Let's not try to be all over the radio. I mean, that's a great thing, don't get me wrong, but let's cater to the people who want to listen, who want to support, who really do rock with us. And then that's when the overseas Europe just came into our life like a light bulb just came on. It made me realize, like, damn, we don't have to be all over the radio. We don't have to be all in the mainstream. Don't get me wrong, that's great if you can do it, but you don't have to when you have a track record and a fan base. And if you cater to them, they will love you, and then you will pick up new fans who will just discover you. And that's what we've been doing, man. Once we just put out records for our fans now, because Lords of the Underground is a touring legendary hip hop group now, man.
That's a perfect segue, because I wanted to ask you, you know, because we kind of touched on it in the interview with Tretch when you was chilling with us with that one. But what are you seeing? And we had Crazy Drazy on and a couple of other guests, like they feel the same sentiment. The United States, there's no fans in the United States anymore. Everybody does what you do. Everybody either got a cousin that do what you do or this, that, or it's not cool to be a fan. If you're a fan, you're considered a quote-unquote stan, and that's a terrible thing. Oh, you're dick riding because you like his music. You know what I mean? Overseas, they're still wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. They run to the, you know, they look at it still as larger than life. It's like rewind to 93 overseas.
Right.
You know what I mean? How do you feel about this?
Man, it's sad, though. It's sad that the fans here in America are so fickle. But you have to understand why, too. We're oversaturated with everything. I mean, you can get any and everything from the corner of your block, from the streets of your neighborhood, whatever it is. And like you said, there's no more fans. There were people who appreciated what you did before, yeah. instead of trying to be on your level. If I said I rap in America, somebody said, oh, that's cool, but I got 16 too. All right, but I'm
but you know what, dude? You know what? It's not to cut you off. It's crazy because I say this all the time. It's like I remember when I first started spitting back in the days. You meet a chick, you'd be like, "Yo, I rap." The girl be like, "Oh, world, you rhyme? Let me hear some. Put my name in it. Let me hear that." Right?
Yeah.
Now you meet a chick, you'd be like, "Yo," she'd be like, "Oh, before you can even open your mouth, oh, let me guess, you rhyme, right? You rap, right? Let me guess." You know what I'm saying? Everybody does it. Everybody.
Yeah.
She might nowadays. She might say, "Shit, I spit harder than that."
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might now say, "You know, I rap too." And we lost the. Now, don't get me wrong. You can do whatever you want to do, but don't stop being a fan of what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, because other people do it. Just because you rap and I rap, if you're tight, I'm gonna tell you, yo, that's dope. And people don't want to give props to nobody no more. People don't want to, you know, tell anybody, give anybody any recognition like, yo, you're hot. Because they feel like it's not enough out here or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But overseas, it's a different process. Overseas, it's like if they loved you then, they will love you now. And they will tell anybody they're associated with, yo, check this out. Check this music out. You don't have this. Coco from SWV called me about a few months back, and it was early in the morning, you know, and Coco don't call me. You know, we cool, but she don't call me. And I get a phone call early in the morning. So I'm like, damn, Cole. I'm like, what's up, Cole? You good? I'm thinking she's going to tell me something crazy or something. You know, she like, and she's screaming. She like, dude, would you tell my son I know you? I'm like, yeah, what's going on? She said, I'm telling him to take his earplugs out while he's eating breakfast at the table. And he said, you messing me up listening to my joint. And she said, what you listening to? He said, I'm listening to Psycho by Lord of the Underground. You wouldn't know nothing about that, Mom.
What?
he was 15 when he did it. So she's like, I wouldn't know nothing about it. And she just got all crazy and called me on the phone. Like, I got him on the phone right now. You know? So and she asked him, how did you even know about the group if your mother never told you about it? And he said, me and my friends, we just dig through YouTube. We dig online and search for records from the 90s that we like. And we, you know, we rocking with our clique, almost on some cool kid shit. So that's a new digging in the crates to me, you know?
Yeah. That's so good.
They are. The younger generation is doing their homework. We always go on the feeling that they don't care or they feel like it's old school. You know, this was like in 2000 when one of my girl's daughters were having a sweet 16. She was like, yeah, so listen, we need you to play old school, and, you know, I needed you to do this. And I'm like, all right, what's you know, old school, what's that? It's like, you know, Biggie. And I was like, what? Right? You know, but, you know, she was the next generation, so of course that's old school to her. I'm thinking, hey, that's still fresh in my mind. I don't know what you're talking about, you know. But for them to say that, it just took me, like, kind of threw me off my kilter, like, excuse me? I am not old school. And I was like, okay, man, maybe I am. Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
We're overseas, you get, when we do shows right now, you can look them up on YouTube and all of that, and these shows are fresh. These shows are from 2006 to now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So look at our shows. You can actually look in the audience and see a 40-year-old standing right next to a 15 to 16-year-old, both of them reciting the lyrics. That shit is just amazing.
That's
to me,
beautiful.
Man.
Yeah, that's
dope.
Great.
That's dope. Definitely
really
dope. And you know what, though, dude? I want to kind of also briefly touch on you venturing into the acting. Because I did a little research, and it said that you were on a couple shows. And I'm tripping because I remember, I'm like, yo, yeah, you was doing that. I remember seeing him. Like, oh, shit, ain't that dude awesome?
The first time I remember you seeing him was on Oz. And I was like, oh, shit,
yeah.
Do it all.
Yeah. How'd you break into that? Because I mean, you got, like, you had the character and the personality. It always seemed to transcend through the music and in the videos and interviews and stuff like that. So, what did you find it to be a real easy transition? It was no brainer, just jump right into it.
Man, I always felt like I was gonna play sports. I was gonna be in entertainment some type of way when I was younger. I didn't think that it would definitely be rap music or hip hop, but when I was younger, I wanted to act so bad. Like I auditioned for the role of Theo on The Huxtables in Lost.
Wow.
You know, so if I would have got that would have changed my life in a whole nother way. So I've been in it.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I auditioned for that, man, and I've been wanting to act for a long time. So when I lost my baseball opportunities and I went to school, I had to pick a subject to study, and I picked radio and television, and I picked minored in theater.
Right.
So if the rap thing or the hip hop thing didn't work out, I would go right working on radio and television, or I would be doing the acting thing. So that's how I got into it. But what really made me go hard with it was my man Tupac. Mm-hmm. People don't know me and Pac was cool, just like he was cool with Tretch. You know what I mean? Like, that was my dude, man. And one time I met him at Shaw University before I got on. I met Pac, he was a wild dude, and I had a wild Chicago dude with me, and we all just took a liking to each other. But while we was chilling on that weekend, I asked him, I said, he had just came back from doing, I believe it was Jason's Lyric. Yeah, just came back from doing Jason's Lyric. And I asked him, you know, how was it, you know, doing the movies and all of that? And he was just, you know, saying, yo, go for it, man. He's like, you're a funny dude and all of that, just be yourself. And that's when I started getting serious about it. But one thing I wanted to do, since I had got my deal first, I didn't want people to just accept me in the auditions because I was doing it all from Lords of the Underground. Because
right.
I said if they do that, when Lords of the Underground loses momentum, then my acting loses momentum. So I wanted to get respected by the acting world. And back then, our agent was William Morris Agency for the Music. And you had to be referred to be on the acting side of William Morris Agency. So I lied. I called myself, didn't change my voice, but told them that my name was Kane Blake, and I managed Do It All's acting career. And I wanted to set them up to, you know, I had to always lie and say my name was Kane Blake, but it was really me representing myself. And I was calling around. I was calling around trying to get people to give me the auditions, and it worked. It started working. People started inviting me to auditions and coming to plays that I booked myself in, playing 3 and 4 parts. And I was doing this all while having a number one record out. You know what I mean? But I was on the underground of it, and people didn't. When people saw me, like one time I did 2 extra roles before I booked a 2-day show, New York Undercover. And one time I was, you know, when you're doing that television stuff, you have a green room for the extras and you have crafters for the principal actors. So I went into, I was eating with the extras, and Malik Yoba, he knew me from Lord's, and he was like, what's over here? Why don't you come over here and eat with us? And I said, nah, man, I got to earn my way. You know, I only booked the extra role, so I got to sit over here with the extras until I earn my way over there. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah. So he respected that.
Yeah,
so now
great.
When I go into auditions, they don't look at me as no rapper. They look at me as, you know, Kelly the actor.
Right. That's dope.
That is dope. That's really dope. Amazing.
But
story.
Yo,
amazing.
Yo, man, we not gonna keep you. I wanna thank you once again for calling up again. You know what I mean? Thank you for taking your time out and all that. I wanna ask you though. I'm very interested to hear this, man. Your top 3 MCs of all time, your top 3 groups all time, and your top 3 producers all time.
Top 3 MCs. So that don't necessarily mean lyrics or nothing. We just talking about MCs.
Yeah, just MC. All around.
MC of all time is Rev Run, man. He made me want to man. He made me he made me bring out my character in Lords of the Underground, because when I saw Run from Run DMC do his thing, he had full control of the crowd. He made people want to hear what he was talking about or do what he said. And that's all I wanted to do. So that was my approach when I got into Lords of the Underground. It wasn't necessary. I mean, Brick City dudes are always on lyrics, but it wasn't necessarily for me about the lyrics when I first got in. It was about mastering the ceremony, mastering the crowd. You know what I mean? So definitely Run from Run DMC. And then Rakim. Rakim made me, man, want to... Damn, I don't know if I could just do three. Rakim made me want to talk to the people, man. He made me want to slow it down and make me understand, make the fans understand what I was talking about.
Right.
And then I got a three-way tie for number three.
Okay, okay.
Tretch from Naughty by Nature and Redman. Because I grew up with Redman, and I knew how he was my DJ. So he used to freestyle from DJing, and I used to always tell him to write a rhyme, and he was always witty. So when he started rhyming, man, I just was like, wow, he really took it to a whole nother level and just became not only one of my good friends, but one of my favorite MCs. And the same thing with Tretch from Naughty by the same thing with Tretch from Naughty by Nature. I just thought he was, I mean, even the world, he affected the world of hip-hop. I mean, Eminem say he got his style from him. So, I mean, just so mean, you know what I mean? So, Red and Tretch tied for number three. Rakim. Nope.
Bomb. What up, y'all? It's your man, Bill Danz. World famous MOP 5 and Squad. Not in the building. I built it, and I know my way around. Right now, we getting down. Six-man radio. You got it?
Cops get knocked down, body counts only rising. Them streets look Coretta, we gon' get it. New beginning. Spinning bottles in Bermuda, Porsche Rugas. Low maneuvers in Vancouver, can you show for knock you over, rock you over, driving fast.
Through the auto Jaguar, triple strings, Avenger. 24 hours, 7 continents, hit by the thunderball. Quick flew a suicide, King's Mammoth Terminal.
Armoretta, we gon' get it, new beginning. Spinning bottles in Bermuda, Porsche Rugas. Low maneuvers in Vancouver, can you show for knock you over, rock you over, driving fast.
Through the auto Jaguar, triple strings, Avenger. 24 hours, 7 continents, hit by the thunderball. Quick flew a suicide, King's Mammoth Terminal. Snitch when she should've sweated it, bitch.
Hold it up.
Hold it
reach
up,
for everlasting air, shallow spit, piercing naked, gunning clown, tears running,
use the roof.
London ball, park the hall, spark the law, brass, monkey money, chunky chains,
blood. Get your pants ready, get your glass mask ready, to get high from the money, seven samurais running, from the Elmer Fuzz, think it's crow season, loads of most indecent blackbirds, most amazing burglars, banging blazing
tunnels on my cinema, indigo
collicula, collicula,
light and lift you up, thunderbird and pick you up, dirty Alcatraz, blindfolded fast, menage and jazz, we still so cash.
Now burn the streets, clean everything.
Everything.
Diamond lasso, diamond coat, diamond ring. Motor Kings, twin dolphin, Doberman. Perfect aim, perfect scheme, sing for me.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Precious Paris, First Lady of G-Unit, Rada Gang. And I'm sitting here with my boy, Bad C, and my girl, Nae D, from Six Man Radio, home of the adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
Yeah. To the R-E-C-I-O, U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a friend. Money in a thing, bitch, my crib got wings. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translators. My face moving gated, crocodile all street. Like they held George Cleverly hard did. They hold me down like a harness, switching up more class.
Hey, hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', hey. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, hey. Bring us some Cristal and Rose, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, I'm on.
Fuck that, New York City, stand up. This my sister, B. Precious Paris featuring 50 Cent. Precious Paris featuring 50 Cent. Everything okay. Yeah.
Yeah. To the R-E-C-I-O, U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a friend. Money in a thing, bitch, my crib got wings. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translators. My face moving gated, crocodile all street. Like they held George Cleverly hard did. They hold me down like a harness, switching up more class.
Hey, hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', hey. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, hey. Bring us some Cristal and Rose, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, hey. Everything is A, okay, I'm on now. Everything is A,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
don't you stop me.
Yeah.
I was on my way to 125th. I saw the death bench, yo, that's my man Cliff. As I flagged him down, he pulled to the side. At this moment, I had to swallow my pride. Cause usually I wouldn't ask for a lift, but it was cold as hell, and my legs were stiff. He said, hey, Biz, what you want, a ride? I said, hell yeah. He said, I can't cause my girl's inside. So he jetted off, leaving two tracks. Not at one time did homeboy look back. It took me an hour to get where I was going, and to top it all off, it had to start snowing. My sneakers was old and my coat was thin, but my determination kept me warm within. I had nobody to help me, as you can see. I'm alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.
Hey, yo, 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 what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm holding it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You already know, that's that real hip-hop. Bam! Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do. Crazy Drazy!
Women,
Yeah, Six Man Radio. It's that home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown sex, that R&B that you
That's
love.
Right.
Nigga.
Right.
Nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co host Nate Dean. But,
yeah. Yeah.
What up, Nate?
Another dope show.
Yes, Lord.
So much things. I can't believe he told us that he went out for the role of Theo. And imagine if he had gotten that.
Yeah,
that would have been
crazy.
Shout out to Do It All, holding Jersey down.
Yeah, man. Do It All, definitely a good brother. You know, definitely check him out and everything else he got popping, you know, that he got going on. And also, go out and support, man. Go cop that. Here Come the Lords, man. Go cop that again, man. Just do it, yo. Because the shit is fire, top to bottom. And shout out to my nigga Fred Blast. I know you're listening, nigga. I want my tape. I want my Here Come the Lords tape, nigga. You had it since high school. I know you had it, nigga. I know you got it, nigga. You got it, nigga.
You are crazy. I don't know if he got it anymore.
He got
but
it,
he
man.
Got
yo,
it.
Listen.
You think he got it?
Not. Because, listen, my nigga Fred Blast, you don't know my nigga Fred Blast. My nigga Fred Blast got all the tapes that he had from high school. He got them in, like, this case. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Real talk. Real talk.
Crazy.
Shout out to my nigga Fred Blast, man. Me and Fred Blast, that was my first rap group ever.
Wow.
See him? Yeah. For real, man. Shout out to him, man. Out in Dayton, Ohio. Shout out to him. Shout out to my nigga Timmy Guns as well. Shout out to the whole Six Man Radio staff as well. Shout out to you.
Indeed.
You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to me. Shout out to you.
You on the mic.
The show's not going to stop. Nah, I'm on
next
first
week.
Sunday. First Sunday, first and third, that's me. But we don't stop. All our shows are coming back this week.
Yeah.
Right? Because
we took
a little break for the holiday, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
We should be all back.
Yeah,
we should be all back this week. Next week, I'm going to need for y'all to tune in because in the building we have Brooklyn Zone. You know, it feels so good to be able to keep saying niggas is coming from Brooklyn, man. You know what I mean? You feel me? We got Brooklyn Zone special ed in the building next week.
Yes, indeed.
You're going to want to tune in for this one, man. You're going to want to do that, yo.
Youngest in charge.
The youngest in charge, nigga.
He still says
it. Yeah, he does. He does. I played the drop at the top of the show. You know, he definitely said it. He definitely
that's going to be dope. Y'all got to tune in for that. He's going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. Things that you probably didn't know. Which is exactly what happens when we interview these guys. I mean, it's like, wow. A couple of things in the last few guests. Like, you know, the fact that Do It All went out for Theo.
Yeah.
Diddy had, you know, tried to get that role of Bishop. Could you imagine what
that
kind of
crazy.
Movie that would have been if he
would
have
been?
It would have
been a whole different movie.
It wouldn't even. I don't think it would have played the historic role that it plays in hip hop.
It'd have been a musical.
Yeah. It'd have been like a Diddy production. So.
It would have been The Wiz.
Thank goodness that didn't go down. Sorry,
this would have been The Wiz.
Sorry, Diddy. Yo, speaking of The Wiz. You know, I know we're coming to the end of our show, but they're pulling out a musical for Motown. I don't know if you saw the commercial that they got with Berry Gordy going on.
Nah.
There's going to be a musical based, of course, on Motown altogether. All of really more about Berry Gordy, though. And I'm well, we kind of know all we need to know, but I guess you could put it to song on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all look out for that. Support black people on Broadway. That's all I can say.
Yeah, man, support black people on Broadway, man. What is you? I'm saying, man, what is you? Ignorant? Support
That's
them
right.
on Broadway. Man. What is you, ignorant?
So, yeah, man.
Word up. So, on that note, we will see y'all. Well, yeah, we'll see y'all next week. You know, we here every Saturday, man. Same time, 7:30 to Wednesday.
To 9:30.
Yeah. 7:30 to 9:30, we are always here to entertain y'all black asses and y'all and y'all white asses too. You know,
and your
Chinese
Hispanics
asses.
As well.
And your Hispanic asses and all your asses.
We love
everybody. We're here to entertain your asses. And
exactly.
Shout to, did I say shout to Block Talk Radio? Shout to them.
No, shout to them for certain. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Shout to them niggas, man.
Hosting our show on Block Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Shout to them for supporting us and giving us what we need and always featuring us. We definitely appreciate that support without a doubt. So
yeah.
Shout to them.
Yeah. 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 And like I always say at this top, six men are nothing. And we up out of here next week. Special Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all be careful out there. Don't be busting y'all ass on the ice neither. One.
Got that bush and that backwood, light up in any hood. Yep, I'm that hood, my brother, love me some Cali Kush. Never thought that little bush in that baggie would have me hooked. I'm a pothead, everyone look, and point your fingers at the bad guys with the cotton mouth and glass eyes. Fuck it, I'm that high, I'm blowing smoke clouds, got my head in the clouds, fuck it, I'm that fly. Doc, what's up, nigga?
Yo, you know how I bust, find me drunk, fucked up at the cannabis cup. For those who don't smoke, get the middle finger up. You smoke more than us, nigga, it's beginner's luck. My truck ride with 5-0 eyes on it. It's like the blunt when you ain't got 5 on it. I challenge any opponent who wanna smoke. We can puff till our voice get lower than tone low. Like, yeah. Yo, ain't nobody smoking more than me up in here.
Fuck this shit, you get high off this here because
this is I'm like, yeah.
Ain't nobody smoking more than meth up in here.
Yo, fuck this bitch, you get high off this here because
this is
I'm like, oh.
Freeze.
under the tears of a clown. I write rhymes that shine like lipstick. So much material, but not materialistic. Imperial styles are used when the mic is lifted. The crowd is amused. Come with it if you feel you're full-fledged. Or yell Geronimo and jump off the edge. Your END is near when I appear. The stage is yours, but wait until the smoke clears. Rhyme clear, and I'm here to lay a load. So watch a player when he's playing in player mode. Uncle L's bad, and you're soon to say. Cause I ripped the mic until the tune decay. Chill.
To the break of dawn, to the break of yo, you hear Meek Mill, you hear Cassidy going at it right now. You hear these two brothers, both talented. And my money's on Cass. My money's on Cass. I like Meek, but my money's on Cass. But yo, listen to L just totally destroy Cool Moe Dee, MC Hammer, and Ice-T all on the same record. They each got a verse. Let's go. Let's get it. L. God, yo, y'all don't even know what's going on here, man. But you know what? We're not even going to stay there. We're not going to stay there because y'all don't even know. If y'all don't know about it, then do your homework. Camp Low, Lumdy, we out of here. Let's go.
Low eye. I call her my Lumdy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumdy cause she rhyming high. I call her my Lumdy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumdy, Lumdy, Lumdy la.
All I love is my
Betty more blockhead walkways, bungalows of Baton Rouge, Latin quarter water on a satin city cruise. We toasting, Wilson debonair, slippery when wet fish necks in the air. Expensive cigar smokers in the room, rocks in the bow tie, then we sipping my tie. I lum de lum de lum da, that glare in your eye is making me wonder.
The tips on bang, she call me John Wayne. I do it like Tango, hoping Lucas won't bang. Now Mustang Sally, my Bally's is in the freezer. I easily smoke tomorrow's day every time. A reminder, I'm diamond design rhymer. All gigs of memory, hickory on smoke on a smoky rock, robbing him. The crook shall begin in Shanghai, sprints go to high.
I call her my Lumdy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumdy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumdy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumdy, Lumdy, Lumdy la.
All I love is my
Betty, Betty.
Betty
more Betty.
All right, now here we go.
Betty, Betty. Betty more Betty. Finally
finally, finally, we are now here. Double B telecom falling out of your brassiere. Good to that, Danny Brasco on boardwalk. Bring the gas fresh, hit the boogie fast and slide. Talk, crack the sidewalk with the Amazon lean. Manolo's on the hills with the Leprelate strings. Me, myself, and I keep the nickel clicky. Dazzle in the stress, so we drizzle and drizzy.
Follow, get the game, get the money. Gestapo, stop the bank, start sending. Come to Stargate, Broadway, race out the runway. Tuxedo on runway, East Saint Laurent is the Bronx, like Caesar. All diva eager to please me either way, but either way I'm good on a getaway. Fade away, shot straight, cash, I'm Jabbar, hooking four hookers, love to dig the dead.
I call her my lumsy, cause she get me fly. I call her my lumsy, cause she diamond high. I call her my lumsy, cause she caught my eye. I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy la.
Mr. Cheeks represents LB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man. It's the six-man radio. That adult contemporary hip-hop. You know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
Now
X-Man.
Radio.